This podcast series is proudly sponsored by Schneider Electric, whose purpose is to empower all to make the most of their energy and resources, bridging progress and sustainability for all. They hope some of these insights from the following will help drive that progress.
My name is Jo Taranto, and I'm joined today by Alicia Fry, Marketing and Business Communications Team Leader at Hunter Water. And we're talking about water itself is life, how to encourage conversations through the power of Indigenous art. Welcome, Alicia.
Thank you so much.
Hunter Water, like many utilities, have branding, and there comes a time where it was time to freshen up their branding, and that fell on you. Can you tell us about the opportunity as you saw it and why that changed when you started thinking about the opportunity with Reconciliation Action Plan?
Absolutely. So we had the opportunity to particularly rebrand our water bottle refill stations that we use at community events. So something that's out and about in the community a lot. They just needed a freshen up, look a bit more modern, and realised that it was an opportunity, instead of just putting a new fresh brand on it, to actually engage with an Indigenous artist and get them to help us create a new piece or a piece of art that we could use on that, but also as part of that process that we could use their knowledge to tell a story about water so that we could then use it as a talking piece at events and a way to engage further with our community about water conservation and water and connection to country and that kind of stuff.
Before you engaged an artist, was it a conversation that you had internally with the committee that had developed the Reconciliation Action Plan?
Yeah, so we identified that one of our actions needed to be to use as many opportunities as we could to engage with local artists and, you know, use artwork as a way to sort of tell a story or, you know, create inspiration on whatever it was that we were doing. So things like murals as well is another way that we're looking at doing that.
And you've got these water refill stations. Did you have a clear idea of what you wanted, and how did that change when you first met Tyson?
Look, I didn't have a clear idea of what I wanted. All I knew that it needed to be told in the right way, so a personal way from an Indigenous artist, but reflected our connection with water as well. So the stories about water or connection to country or the value of water, that was important as part of the design.
And tell us about the first time you met Tyson, Jolly.
I actually met Tyson. It was on a day off on the weekend, and I met him at a festival at a gin distillery in Newcastle. And he was actually just painting in the corner. He was painting a surfboard as part of the festival, and he was just chatting to people while he was painting. So I approached him afterwards and just to sort of gauge his interest. And yeah, he was definitely very much interested in helping us with the project. And then just sort of after having a few chats with him, I realized that it was going to be more than just the piece of art for the project, and that it was a real opportunity to create a relationship and to have a conversation. And I saw the value in sharing that conversation. So we looked at actually recording the process as well. Throughout.
I don't think there's ever been a more iconically Newcastle moment there of an artist painting a surfboard at a gin factory at a festival, but I love that. And there's obviously something about Tyson's story that is so powerful. Once you watch the video that you created, you've created more than just an artwork there for you. You've created a piece of material that you've been able to share with the community. Was it just a natural evolution of the conversations with Tyson? Was it something that he was particularly passionate about?
No, I think just talking to him, I realized that what he was saying needed to be heard. So to be honest, when we first went to film, I had no idea what the end result was going to be. I just thought we have to capture this because it's going to be something that is powerful and that people need to hear. So that how we then landed on what that looked like evolved through the process, and yeah, I'm really glad we did because it was such a beautiful piece. And basically what our role, or how I see our role, is providing him a platform to get his word out to our community.
And you did that through a video that shares Tyson painting, and while he's painting, you know, his story and his experience, and I guess his messages about water are shared. Did you then go out and share that with the community? How was that video?
We did. So we shared it on our social media pages. We shared it during Reconciliation Week in 2022, and the response to that was quite phenomenal. It was our most engaged piece we had on social media, and it had the biggest reach that we'd had for an organic post ever before. The best part was a lot of that reach was into the Indigenous community in our area, and it was a really positive sentiment as well. So, yeah, everybody felt really proud to be part of that.
And I guess when people then are at events and they see the water stations, there is a sense of recognition of that's the artwork. Have you found that people comment or mention the fact that, oh, yeah, we've seen that?
Yeah, absolutely. And they are just beautiful pieces as well. So even if you haven't seen it, it's quite engaging just to sort of look at the imagery, like the fish and the turtles and things that are on there.
And the artwork is around water, and it's got a lot of sort of ocean themes, as well as, you know, I guess what we would consider traditionally, you know, original artwork around some of the dot work and stuff that Tyson's done. What was it? Did Tyson explain why he chose those particular pieces and components of the artwork?
Yeah, and he actually gave it a name. It's called Owlgration. So instead of migration, it's Owlgration. So everybody's, and it's all to do with sort of people, animals, everybody, and the paths they take to all sort of come together to the same sort of meeting place. So I love the concept of that as well, you know, everybody coming together to learn.
You're listening to the Australian Water Association podcast series, and I'm speaking with Alicia Fry from Hunter Water. You said one of the most unexpected outcomes of this project was the effect that it had on staff at Hunter Water.
Yeah, definitely. We actually used a few more opportunities to engage Tyson to engage with staff as well. So we had our 130 year celebration event in 2022 as well, and Tyson came along and did a live installation at that event as well. He painted a water tank, and anybody that was at the event was able to come and help paint as well. So while they were painting, they were actually having a chat to Tyson, sort of hearing his stories and understanding his point of view. And so it was really insightful for staff to be able to have those conversations instead of just sort of seeing it on the video or seeing the end product. And Tyson actually told me a beautiful story that touched him in a huge way, was that one of our executive managers had come up to him and thanked him for his words and his participation in the video. And she mentioned that a particular example was she was going into a board meeting and had to present something that was a particularly tough topic or she was nervous about. And she watched Tyson's video just before she went into the board meeting, and it grounded her, and she was able then to go in and present really well and smashed it. and she passed on that info to Tyson and sort of thanked him for that, to have that video, to be able to ground herself and to remind her why she was so passionate about what she did. And those comments back to him, you know, he was quite surprised at that as well. He said things like, oh, these are just my words, you know, I didn't think I'd be that inspiring. So I love the circle of that. So he was inspiring to her and she was inspiring to him, and the whole story I find, you know, wonderful and inspiring as well.
If people want to have a look at the video and Tyson's words, I'm sure they can track it down through Hunter Water. What did you learn from this process? It's obviously been very positive and maybe just the start of, you know, a relationship that you continue to have with artists like Tyson, and I'm sure others. What has changed? Has it changed what you do and how you do it?
Yes, definitely. I think the biggest learning was the value of having those conversations rather than just sort of engaging somebody or procuring somebody for a specific purpose. So I know that I've developed a great relationship with Tyson, and I hope that I will have that a long time in the future. But I know that that's because we've had that connection and we've continued those conversations, and it's not just a business transaction. I think we've learned that the way that we procure things maybe don't fit with that kind of style either. So we had to go a little bit outside the box, or, you know, be a little bit flexible and creative with how we, you know, have those conversations about, you know, even just, you know, how much to charge for something like that was a really tricky conversation. And, you know, so that we remain transparent, but, you know, it doesn't compromise the value of him and his art and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that was an interesting process to learn for us and also for himself. I think, you know, moving forward, we're able to take those learnings and look at how we can sort of change how we do things in the future as well, how we procure Indigenous organisations as well. And even for our grants that we offer, we've found that, you know, one size doesn't fit all in terms of, you know, when you write your application. So how can we be flexible and make sure everybody has the opportunity for those kind of things?
And what would be the one thing that you'd share with others that they can maybe start doing in their work at a utility or across the industry?
I think just have an open mind about it and have those conversations. Think about it sort of differently in terms of sharing knowledge, sharing experiences and building that trust, rather than just the sort of ticker box approach. And I've had conversations with Tyson since, and he's this particular project has sort of springboarded his career as an artist. He's been an artist for a long time, but he's never really sort of thought of himself as, you know, out and about as much as this enabled him to be in the community. But he said he gets messages from people all the time asking him, can he do some artwork for their organisation? And he said he doesn't even respond to a lot of them because there's no connection and there's no relationship, and he really values the connection and the relationship. So he can now pick and choose the work that he does and the organisations that he works with based on, I suppose, how they approach that side of it. So I think it's really important that you know, have a real think about the reasons why and how to engage and the long-term relationship opportunities and the learnings that you can take.
I've been speaking with Alicia Fry, Marketing and Business Communications Team Leader at Hunter Water. Thanks so much for sharing your story, Lizzie.
That's my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity to share that story. Thank you.